This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. We are in our final last 10 days of Ramadan Kareem. As I mentioned, that these 10 days have many blessed days within it, like the Laylatul Qadr, the days of Itikaf. Many people have started to engage in the itikaf. However, in these last 10 days, one should really be asking Allah to save them from the torment of Jahannam. As many Muslims, inshallah, will be taken from the fire of Jahannam and will be put into paradise because of the blessings that they've taken upon them. Now, in these days, there's some du'as, again, mentioned by my teacher, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahim Sahib from Jamia Ashrafiya. And in his book, he has that call upon Allah as Ya Kareemu, the Reckoner. Yeah? You recite throughout the day that, oh Allah, you can refer to Allah in any way you want. But, you know, you don't have to specifically do it like this, but Ya Kareemu, as in Ya Allah, you are the Reckoner. You are the one that is in charge of the Day of Judgment. You are the one who is in charge of the Day of Qiyamah. You are the one who is in charge of Jahannam, Paradise, the earth, the people, the sky, the moon, the stars, whatever. Yeah? Allah is the Reckoner. So calling Allah through this name, and there is a nice salutation here, which I wanted to share with you, alongside a supplication, a dua. And the salutation upon the Prophet ﷺ is for one to attain goodness of the world and the hereafter, and will be awarded for it. So the salutation upon the Prophet ﷺ goes like this: It's Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin salatan tarfa'una biha indaka a'la darajati wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayati من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. This, if you recite, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will bestow goodness of the world and the hereafter, who recites the above mentioned salutation. And the dua that goes for this is just for you guys know this by heart, and I'm sure most of the people will, which is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatam wa fil akhirati hasanatam wa qina adhaban nar. And you're basically saying to Allah, Ya Allah, give us in the world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and save us from the torment of the fire. You're asking Allah to save you from the fire. You can add to this. You can go, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab al-nar wa qina adhab al-qabr wa qina adhab al-hashr wa qina adhab al-mizan. And then you say, Ameen. Now, if you add this to dua and keep on reciting this dua as much as you can in these 10 days, inshallah, we'll be amongst those who Allah was maybe angry with. We had done something which we didn't know, and now Allah has forgiven us, and now we are in paradise and with the friends of Allah. And these 10 days we won't be focusing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to supplicate to Him in the best of manners, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to call upon Him with the best of names, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam, from the fire of the grave, from the torment of the grave, from, you know, the pul sirat, when we're going to be, running across this thin hairline bridge. Some people will fall, some people will here and there, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.